from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Democrats both in Missouri and nationally are in the political wilderness, trying to figure out a way to navigate Republican-dominated governments. And one of the many, 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 many questions for the beleaguered party is how Democrats are supposed to appeal to voters who gravitated to President Donald Trump and other GOP candidates. Members of the Democratic National Committee recently entrusted Ken Martin with trying to figure out answers to Democrats rising out of their electoral funk. And on his first national tour since getting elected as chairman earlier this year, the longtime head of the Minnesota Democratic Party stopped in Missouri, a state that made a stark shift over the past decade toward total Republican rule. Martin spoke with me this morning at Have a Cow Cattle Company Cafe and Urban Farm Store in St. Louis. I first asked him why he decided to come to Missouri, a state that national Democrats abandoned after the 2008 election cycle as a targeted presidential state.
Well, it's an important state, and we want to make sure we're getting out to red, purple, and blue states. And Missouri is a purple state, it's heading in the right direction for our party's sake. We've got a wonderful chairman here in Russ Carnahan, and of course a strong party. And we believe that when you organize everywhere, you can win anywhere. And we want to make sure that we're here today talking with farmers, we're talking with voters throughout this tour to make sure that we're listening and really lifting up their voices. Right now there's a lot of concern with what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., and you can hear that everywhere I've been on this tour. But you can also hear amongst Democrats I've spoken to that they're ready to get themselves off the mat, get back into the fight, and make sure that we obviously stand up for people in this country who are very concerned right now with what they're seeing.
One of the reasons why Missouri isn't as competitive on a presidential level or a statewide level is Democratic collapse in rural parts of the state. Donald Trump has regularly gotten in the 80 percentile in rural counties that Democrats easily won for decades. I'm sure you experienced that in Minnesota too. What does the National Party have to do to at least have a chance to get those voters to consider Democratic candidates?
Well, you have to show up. And I know that the Missouri Democratic Party has a whole plan on investing in rural counties and making sure that we're leaving no county behind. That's a big part of the reason why I ran for DNC chair. An acknowledgement, we have 3,244 counties in this country right now, and a lot of them don't have Democratic Party leadership. And so we have to just get back to basics of building organization in all parts of our country, not leaving any zip code or area behind. Look, at the end of the day, you can't turn a red area to a purple area to a blue area unless you spend some time, energy, and money there. And that's true of red states and blue states, right? What we've seen is when you don't invest in red states, they just continue to be red. You don't invest in blue areas, they start to lose vote share. And so from my perspective, we have to organize everywhere, which is the purpose of this tour, right? We were in Texas, we were in Pittsburgh, and we were in New York, we're going to be in Wisconsin, we were in Illinois. The reality is we're going to go everywhere that Americans need us to be, to lift up their voice, to organize, and then to win. That's the role of political parties, is to win so we can actually pass public policy to improve people's lives.
I have heard a lot of Democrats who are upset right now because they feel like congressional leadership isn't doing enough to fight against Donald Trump's second presidency, but you're out of power. You don't have the House, you don't have the Senate, you don't have the presidency. And I think the big question for 2026 and 2028 is, how do Democratic officials harness this burgeoning anger you hear from Democratic voters when the GOP controls all the practical levers of power?
Well, look, I think we do see Democrats at all levels, right? Actually standing up and pushing back and using the power that they have. Think about the Democratic attorney generals, right, who have been on the front lines of filing lawsuit after lawsuit, pushing back on these indiscriminate cuts and these funding freezes and the policies and executive orders that are shattering communities and impacting people's lives in such a negative way. We see our Democratic governors and local elected officials who are standing up and creating safe communities and safe spaces for the people who are being targeted by this Trump administration. And we see our members of Congress, using the power they have, which is their voice, the platforms, the power of persuasion, and getting out there and standing up and pushing back. And in fact, because of our members of Congress and the work they've done the last 2 weeks, we've seen that public sentiment has started to shift away from Donald Trump. He's already lost points on his approval rating. People are already souring on Donald Trump because he's not focusing on things right now that will actually help improve their lives. He said on day one he was going to bring down the cost of goods and the cost of living for people in this country. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't focused one modicum amount of energy or action on actually doing that. He has focused on everything but at improving people's lives. That is a really important piece right now. Now, Democrats at every single level have stood up, not just to resist Trump for resistance sake, but to lift up the voices of people in this country who are deeply frustrated by the lack of action by this administration.
Now, going back to my question about rural Missouri changing, yeah. I've heard a lot of theories about why it has shifted. And one that I've heard in 2022 while I was traveling in Northeast Missouri is that the GOP has a very powerful presence on social media platforms like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. They have Fox News, they have Newsmax, they have OANN and other television networks that people there watch constantly. How do Democrats counteract that media environment that has become so prevalent in places that have become more red over the past few years?
Well, first off, we need to acknowledge that the Republicans have created an amazing ecosystem, media ecosystem, information ecosystem, and we need to do the same thing. But we also need to make sure that we are showing up on all these platforms, in all these online spaces. You see, one of the things we know is that 90% of Americans have a smartphone, and they're getting information all the time. And we got to get out of this idea that we should only communicate with voters in an election year. People are getting information all the time because they have a smartphone, and we need to understand that they're getting their information from non-traditional information spaces, right? Not from media outlets, from podcasts, from social media, as you mentioned, from any online community, and we have to do a better job of making sure we're there and present and communicating on those platforms as well.
My last question for you, you talk about a lack of infrastructure, and I hear that all the time in Missouri. Their county parties, for instance, maybe don't have the money or the people or the know-how to build enough momentum to win a state legislative or a county election. Yeah. But how realistic is it to expect the DNC is going to pour a lot of resources into places like Missouri when we're not competitive on a presidential level? We don't have a governor's race or a Senate race this year. How realistic is it to expect like real tangible help to help build that infrastructure?
Realistic. And the reason why is because we can't be a party just focused on 7 battleground states. We can't be a party just focused on a few congressional seats. If we're going to turn a red state to a blue state, we've got to spend time, energy, and money, right? And that's why when I was the president of our state party association, we negotiated out historic investments into all of our 50 states and 7 territories, right? And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to expand on that and do even more. Because as I said when I ran for this position, we need to get the DNC out of D.C. We need to focus on building the infrastructure in states like Missouri, right? We know we've got a wonderful party operation here, and we need to support that because, let me use a hockey analogy for a second.
Okay.
I have to because I'm from Minnesota, right?
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky said you have to skate to where the puck will be, not where the puck is. We see the trend lines here in Missouri. We know we can win. I remember when I went to school at the University of Kansas, I remember coming over to Missouri when it was a purple state. It still is a purple state. And you know what? We can get back to being a blue state, but it's not going to happen unless you spend some time, energy, and money. The DNC has to get out of that D.C. beltway. They have to come to states like Missouri and see the work that's going on the ground. I'm really excited about what I've seen already. I've been here, as Russ knows, a number of times over the last few years, and I'll continue to come back, and we'll do our part to invest here because we're going to organize everywhere. Through the lens of when you organize everywhere, you can win anywhere. That is absolutely true. I've seen it in places throughout this country.
Russ and I, who are both Missouri Tigers, will not hold your Jayhawker against you.
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be booted out of this cafe, but you know, I spent a lot of time in Columbia. Did you ever go to the Blue Note?
Oh, of course I did. Russ and I got to know each other because I worked at the Columbia Daily Tribune, so I know the Mid-Missouri well, but Thank you very much for your
time. So when I came up in the early 90s when I was at KU, I went to Columbia a lot because of the Blue Note, and I saw Pearl Jam there, a very small, small concert at the Blue Note. So.
Well, I saw Third Eye Blind there when
there
I was in school.
There you go.
Thank you
awesome.
So much, sir.
Thank you.
That was Democratic National Committee Chairman Ken Martin talking with me earlier this morning at the Havocow Cattle Company Cafe and Urban Farm Store in St. Louis.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum with audio engineering by Jason.
This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.